Good morning, Big Town Man. There's some soda water. There's the finger remover of death. Some sauerkraut. And some blue vein cheese and some rather good pumpernickel. This is the shit from Aldi. But whoever's fucking worked this out has done a good job of it. Yeah. And having a good look around. Nice place to stop. It was a late night, early start, and it got to the point I thought, fuck, if I don't pull over, my, it was that sort of, those little sort of, there was a couple of fucking, or one where I went, ooh, bit of a long blink, and sort of come back to fucking being awake sort of thing. Wasn't real close, but it was getting real close. And so if I don't pull over and have a sleep, I'm fucked. I'm going to be running off the road. This is a little bit serious. So here you go, MGTOW Man. I love these days. Warm spring day. You know? And you see, the jar of sauerkraut's $5, so that's about, drain the fluid, it's probably about 600 grams, maybe 500, 600 grams. The blue vein cheese, that's from Aldi, that's a fucking really nice cheese, that. The pumpernickel, I don't know, I think that was about $4, $5, yeah. And pumpernickel was about $4, you know. So, you know. See, if you go to McDonald's, all you do is you just get fucking shit, you know. This is real bread, you know. And when you eat it, you know you've had something to eat. And the soda water. So, man, see, knowledge comes experience, and you go, well, I always love it. I don't know if this zooms in. And these fields, like, I'm not sort of dense, but I lack the experience to be able to tell what's growing in that field just by looking at it, you know. So it could be barley, or it could be wheat. But people who know what they're looking at will be able to say, well, that's a different sort of green. But a barley is a different green to what fucking wheat is, you know? They've got different shaped leaves, different sort of heights and lengths of the leaves. And you know, I suppose it's like telling pubic hair from facial hair, you know. very good. Now this is a fucking solid recipe. Good bread. Whoever baked this, it's a pretty traditional sort of kind of ancient formula. And I forget the exact word, but it's like amylaceous, where it's like you don't bake it to put a crust on it, you bake it to cook it. But it also undergoes chemical changes at a higher temperature than, say, room temperature. So I think they cook them wet in a steaming kind of fucking, kind of sealed, not truly sealed, but sealed as in, you know, doesn't off-gas all the fucking moisture really quickly. And I think they cook them for like 12 or 24 hours at about 80 degrees C, I think it is, you know. I've got all the recipes, you know, and there's a website that has really good sort of food, yeah, sort of food porn type pictures where the pictures are so good you just sit there going, oh, fuck, mate. Oh, mate, that's a nice bit of bread. Oh well, I've had a bit of a snack. Next stop, fuel, wash the windows, then home. Now is a good sleep, it'd be great. Thank you. Bye.